This week, Orange County, California has been spraying some neighborhoods for mosquitoes, trying to combat the worst ever recorded outbreak of the potentially fatal West Nile virus, which is on the rise across California. At least 238 people have been infected so far this year. 9 are known to have died. Dr. Vicki Kramer is chief of the vector-borne disease section for the California Department of Public Health. She's with us from Sacramento. Dr. Kramer, welcome.
Hello.
Well, explain the connection between the drought that's going on there and unusually warm temperatures and more mosquitoes or more spread of this West Nile virus.
There are many factors that influence the level of West Nile virus activity, and these factors vary from year to year. Climate is a very important factor, particularly hot temperatures and to some extent rainfall, but also the numbers and types of mosquitoes and birds that are in an area, because West Nile virus is maintained in nature in a bird-mosquito-bird cycle. So if we have a lot of birds that don't have much immunity to West Nile virus, then we tend to see an increase in activity. And that's why West Nile sometimes cycles from year to year with a really hot year followed by a year with less activity. Now, in regards to the drought, when there's less water, that increases the likelihood of mosquitoes and birds seeking the same water sources.
Mm.
So birds may be coming in from outlying areas into urban areas where we have our urban mosquitoes that transmit virus. And in addition, some of the sources of water may be stagnating a bit just because there's less water, and that creates a more suitable habitat for our urban mosquitoes.
And remind us about West Nile virus and how it affects humans and what it does.
Fortunately, most people bitten by an infected mosquito will not show symptoms at all, and that's about 80% of individuals. But roughly 1 in 5 will develop mild to moderate flu-like symptoms. And these symptoms can pass in a matter of days, but they can be debilitating for weeks or even months. In rare instances, less than 1% of individuals bitten by an infected mosquito, the virus can cause a severe neurologic disease that can be fatal.
And there is no treatment or vaccine for West Nile. So what can people do if they are bitten?
If they are bitten and develop flu-like symptoms, they should see their healthcare provider, because although there is no specific treatment or a vaccine, supportive care can certainly help people recover from this illness. But individuals with neurologic disease can be debilitated for life, so it's not something to be taken lightly.
So we know that Orange County has been spraying all week in certain neighborhoods with pesticides, which has been a controversial move. But is there anything else that the cities or the state can do to combat this?
Mosquito control is our best defense, and Orange County Mosquito and Vector Control Agency has been conducting very rigorous mosquito control throughout the summer, focusing primarily on the aquatic immature stages of the mosquito, but now they are also targeting the adult populations because, of course, it's the adult stage that transmits that virus. So there's a few neighborhoods that they've identified that are particularly hot in terms of infection rates and risk potential, so that's where they're really trying to reduce adult mosquito numbers.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it. Dr. Vicki Kramer, chief of the vector-borne disease section for the California Department of Public Health. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.